Tessa DeTiro walks into a small storefront in downtown Moundsville, West Virginia. After speaking with me, she will talk with the volunteer coordinator about a court case she has been working on since August, involving an infant and a young child. DeTiro is a local television journalist, but also a community volunteer assigned to her first case for court-appointed special advocates for children. CASA, for short, trains people nationwide to be the objective voice of children involved in abuse and neglect cases. DeTiro says her job is to get to know the families involved, but remain objective when making recommendations on the children's behalf. She says it can be difficult when evaluating the emotional effect the situation has on the older child.
It was sad for him on his birthday. His parents couldn't be there. His parents didn't even reach out to him.
But she says her training has taught her to focus on what is best for the children and not get too involved personally. This case, like many others CASA volunteers deal with, involves parents who suffer from a substance use disorder. The region's addiction crisis is making it difficult to reunite families and threatens to overwhelm some CASA programs. Susan Harrison, executive director for the CASA organization covering four West Virginia counties, says the opioid epidemic has contributed to an increased caseload for 2016.
162 new cases. In 2010, we were serving 50 new kids a year.
She estimates that up to 90% of their caseload involves addiction. The number of volunteers has not increased with the caseload.
When your caseload has doubled and then tripled just in 2 years, finding those CASA volunteers willing to give the time and the energy to these cases is difficult.
The 11 CASA nonprofits serving 13 counties in West Virginia share similar challenges. Those challenges extend across the border to Ohio. When directors for 40 CASA programs covering 47 counties gathered December 3rd and 4th at a statewide conference in Columbus, it didn't take long for the opioid epidemic to come up.
As we talked about yesterday, you're all getting impacted.
That's statewide director Doug Stevens. He says CASA programs in Ohio are also in need of resources. On top of recruiting new advocates, they have been pushing for additional funding. The courts CASA operates in through the Ohio Valley are advocating for the program. Judge Robert Stewart appoints CASA volunteers to abuse and neglect cases in the Athens County Probate and Juvenile Courts. He's been working with CASA for more than a decade.
This happens to be, I think, one of the most worthy programs that you could volunteer for.
With the rise of the opioid epidemic, Judge Stewart says CASA is a necessity for courts.
Having someone who is able to present it from the eyes of the child and look only at the best interest of the child is a very refreshing outlook.
But the opioid epidemic is presenting challenges to the Athens County CASA program as well. Executive Director Jenny Stotts.
I dream of the day that we will have a waiting list of volunteers waiting for a child to serve instead of a waiting list of children waiting for a CASA.
Go to Kentucky and you will hear similar stories. The number of volunteers for the 18 programs currently operating across 41 counties has not increased much, but programs across the Ohio Valley continue to recruit people from all walks of life to take the 30-hour training and become advocates. For Tessa DeTiro, balancing her job as a local television journalist and her work with CASA can be a challenge. But to see the positive impacts on a child who has experienced abuse and neglect is rewarding.
It's fun to hear that he loves to do sports, that he loves math. So that's been the really rewarding part.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.